This is Daf Gimel. This is a pretty quick daf. A lot of these daf, there's not much to say, at least not that I know of. So we got to three lines down. The Gemara was describing how or why Maseches Shavuos appears right after Maseches Makos. So now the Gemara wants to analyze the Mishnah, and the Gemara asks, "Maishna hocha detani lehu lekulu, umaishna gavi yitzias Shabbos, umaris negarim delokatani lehu lekulu." I mean, if you look at the first mission of Maseches Shabbos, it says Hotzah Shabbos. There's two that are four, Shnayim Shein Arba. But it doesn't list Shavuos as another example. It doesn't exist. It lists the Maris Negayim. It just talks about Shabbos. That's Maseches Shabbos. If you look at Maseches Negayim, it says Maris Negayim Shnayim Shein Arba. But it doesn't mention Shabbos or Shavuos. How come in Maseches Shavuos it mentions all the other examples of Shnayim or Shnayim Shein Arba? So the Gemara answers, Amri Shavuos v'Yedias Hatuma deGave Hadad Iksivi. The Damina Hadade. So two of the examples are Shavuos and Yediyas HaTumah. Those two concepts are both written next to each other in the Torah. And Damina Hadade, they're very similar in concept in that the carbon is an Oliver Yori. The type of carbon is that scaling carbon that you bring. So once we have to teach those two really come together, Shavuos and Yediyas HaTumah. So once we taught two, Tanihu Gavi Hadade, Vaidi Detani Tarti, Tani Kulu. So once we taught them together, Yediyas HaTumah and Shavuos, we may as well list the other examples of Maris Negayim and Yetzias HaShabbos, which are also other structures of Shnayim Shehein Arba. And then the Mishnah of the Gemara says, Pasach b'Shavuos u'mefarish Yediyas HaTumah. So a question the Gemara oftentimes asks, it talks about the Shavuos Shnayim Shehein Arba, then it says Yediyas HaTumah Shnayim Shehein Arba, and then it says Yetzias HaShabbos, then it says Maris Negayim. So that's the certain order. But then the first explained Yediyas HaTumah. If the order of the Mishnah was first Shavuos and Tumah, then Shabbos and Negayim, it should have first went through the halachas of Shavuos. Why does it describe Tumah, which is only second on that list? And so the Gemara says a very, very important idea. This is an educational point here. That Aidi Dezutrin Milayu Pasuk Sharilu, I think the Gemara in Bechor says Shadilu, throw it away, Hadar Tani Shavuos Dinafashim Milayu. If you're trying to teach someone, you're not going to try teaching him the hardest thing or the longest material. You'd rather start with the smallest material. A guy who has aspirations to finish Shas, so I don't tell him to start with Maseches Yevamos or a Shabbos or anything big or hard. Start with the small ones, knock off Tainis and Morikata and Megillah. Start with the easier and softer ones and get rid of that. Once you have that under your belt, it makes the remaining part much easier to digest. The Gemara says something similar as well, Maseches Bechoros. The Gemara wants to know there, why is it that the first parak is Petach Chamor, and then only afterwards does it talk about Behemah Tahora, then Pidyon HaBen? So the Gemara there says in the second parak the same thing. Since Petach Chamor is only one parak, and the Bechor Halachas of the animals of Behemah Torah are few prakim, they figure if you deal with the one parak Petach Chamor very easy, just knock it off quickly, and then focus on the next few prakim on the longer topics of Behemah Torah. Okay, the Gemara now says, Shavuos Shtayim Shehein Arba. So these are very basic. We have to know these concepts for the remaining part of the Masechta. So Shavuos Shtayim Shehein Arba, we're going to see this many times ahead, but there are two types of Shavuos that are really broken down into four types of Shavuos. Shtayim Sheochel Vishlo Ochel, that's the future, that Shavuos that I will eat, or Shavuos that I will not eat. Or, and they are Shehein Arba, they're also broken down into a total of four, meaning there are two more, Achalti Vishla Achalti, that if I swear I did eat, or I swear that I didn't eat, those are the four examples of Shua. Yediyas HaTumah, Shtayim Shehein Arba, what are those examples of two that are four? So the Gemara explains, Shtayim Yediyas HaTumah, Kodesh Yediyas Tumas Kodesh, rather Yediyas Tumas Mikdash. So if a person, let's look at Rashi, and I can finish it off first, I guess. Let's read Shehein Arba, Kodesh Mikdash. So the halach is, if I'm Tamei, and I eat in the Beis HaMikdash, so I forget about my Tumah status, that's the first one, and I step in the Beis HaMikdash, or forget about my Tumah status and eat Kodesh, those are the first two. And the other two are, if I know I'm Tamei, but I forget that this is the Beis HaMikdash, I don't know that this is Makom Mikdash, or I know that I'm Tameh and I forget that this is Kodesh. Those are the four permutations of Kodesh and Tumah. Again, either I forget my Tumah status or I forget the Kodesh Mikdash status. Those are the two that are four. And then Yitzios Shabbos, Shtayim, Shehein Arba, what are the two that are four in the world of Hotzah? So the Gemara explains, Shtayim Hotzah De'ani Hotzah De'Baal. If the Baal, let's say I'm the Baal Bayis, I put something outside, or the Ani brings something outside, that's a Hotzah, that's exiting the house. And then there are four, Shehin Arba, Hachnasa Da'ani, Hachnasa Da'bal Bayis. If the Ani put something in the house, or I put something in the house, those are the two that are four. And then the final example is Maros Negoim, Shnaim Shein Arba, two that are four, Shnaim Se'esu Baharis. That's Se'esu Baharis. Those are the Negoim, the descriptions, those are the names that the Torah speaks about. We're going to get into great depth about what that means. And Shehin Arba, Se'esu V'toldosa, Beheres V'toldosa. So Se'esu and Beheres are the names of the Av of the Negoim, but there's also a Tolda, there's a subcategory making it for Maros Negoim. Fine. So the Gemara now wants to know, Mani Masnisin, who authored the Mishnah? Lo Rabbi Yishmael, Lo Rabbi Akiva. So we have to really know well, Shitas Rabbi Akiva, Shitas Rabbi Yishmael. E Rabbi Yishmael, if you're telling me Rabbi Yishmael authored the Mishnah, Ha'amar Einachayv Ela Al Ha'asid Lavo. Rabbi Yishmael has a very important Shita, because the Psukim say, Lahativ O Lahara, which is Lahativ Lahara Lahativ, which is the future. That I swear I won't do something, or I swear I will do something, that's only in the Asid. And he holds, there is no Shavua on the past. So he can't be the author, because our Mishnah says two that are four. Two are the two Asids, the positive and negative, and then the other two are the past tense. Rabbi Shmuel doesn't hold a past tense Shavua, so he cannot be the author of the Mishnah. And E Rabbi Akiva, Ha'amar al ha'elam tumahu chayv, veinu chayv al ha'elam mikta. She holds, you're only chayv if you forget that you're tamei, but if you forget that you're Kodesh or Mikdash, then you're not Chayiv. So he can't be the author of the Mishnah either, because you'd only have two examples of Yediyas HaTumah. So the Gemara answers, Ibai Seima Rabbi Yishmael, Ibai Seima Rabbi Kiva. Ibai Seima Rabbi Yishmael is the author. Ah, but didn't he say you're not Chayiv on the past tense Shavuos? Mehen L'chiv, Mehen L'Ptur. He agrees that there are four types of Shavuos, but you're not Chayiv. Whoever said that you're Chayiv for all four of the Mishnah? The Mishnah just said there are four types. But who says you're chayv for all them? He holds you're chayv for the two future tenses, whether it's a positive she'ochel or shelo ochalti, she'ochel or shelo ochel, those you're chayv on. But she'ochalti, but shelo ochalti in the past, they're shavuas, you're just not chayv on them. So he could be the author of the Mishnah. Ibai same, alternatively, we could suggest that Rabbi Kiva, mehen l'chi, mehen l'vtur, as well. He holds the same way, that there are four types of halamos, of tumah and mikdash. But two of them you're chayv. If you forget that you're tameh and eat kodesh or step in the base of mikdash, you're chayv. But if you forget the makum of mikdash or forget that it's kodesh, so then you'd be potter. But he still agrees that's considered a halama. It's still considered an example of forgetting something. So the Gemara says, liftur, how could you say that? How could you suggest that the shavuas, two of them are chayv, two of them are potter? Ha dumya demaris negaim katani. The Mishnah clearly lumps it together with negaim. And ma hasam kulo lechiyuvo, just like all four types of negam, whether it's the se'esa beheres or the toldoseha, you're chayv negam on all four of those, af hachanami kulo lechiyuvo. So to all the examples of shvuas and yediyas hatumah are going to result in a chiyuv. So that can't be the explanation of who authored the Mishnah. So the Gemara then says, Le'olam Rabbi Yishmael, really Rabbi Yishmael authored the Mishnah? Ah, but didn't he say you're only chayv on the future types of shvuas, you're not chayv on past tense? V'chi lo chayv mechayv Rabbi Yishmael l'shavar karbon. When Rabbi Shmuel holds you're not chayiv on a shvua made in the past tense, that means you're not chayiv a carbon. Aval malkos chiyuva mechayiv, but you are chayiv on malkos on a past tense shvua. Ukedirava damarava beferish ribsa Torah shvua sheker dumya duv shvua shav ma shav lishavar af sheker dam lishavar. So let's just look at Rashi for a moment here to understand this drush of Rava. Look at Rashi four lines down from the top. It says ukedirava de kolomar. How could you ever get malchus on shvua? A shvua is not a maisa. You're saying something, and you either keep your word or you don't keep your word. But you haven't accomplished anything. You haven't done a maisa. So how do you get malchus? You get malchus according to Rava. Because the Perek Gamal, we're going to learn, the third Perek of Masechah Shavuos, Amrinan Shalokin al Shavua Shav. The Alfinon, how do we learn this? What's the Joshua? Michi lo yinak Hashem, the Pasuk says. When a person makes a shvua shav, it's you're not clean, lo yinak Hashem. Hashem hu d'lo yinak, Hashem's not going to clean you, he's not going to punish you. Aval bezdin malkinoso u'menakinoso. Bezdin can intervene, give you malkos, and clean you. So there's a drasha that you do get malkos on a shvua shav. So now we learn you also get a malkos on a shvua sheker from the connection of shvua shav to shvua sheker. Rashi goes on to explain that there's an extra word of shav in the pasuk. And the Gemara says, well, you don't need Shav to teach me Shavua Shav, we already have that. So the Gemara says, Imeinu Inyan, if it doesn't need it, if it's not needed to teach me Shavua Shav, Let's apply it to a sheker. Now, what's the difference between a shav and a sheker? We're going to get to the Gemara itself. It's going to address this, not today, but we'll see later in the Masechta what the difference is. But a shvua shav and a shvua sheker are now included in the Isser of Malkos, even though it's a lav she'ein bo maisa. And once we establish this hekesh of shav to sheker, so we could also learn, just like a shvua shav, which is in the past tense, so too shvua sheker goes on the l'sha'avar. So although Rabbi Shmuel holds that a shvua l'sha'avar doesn't result in a karbon, it does result in malkos based on the shita of Rava. So he could be the author, he is, I guess, we're concluding, he is the author of our Mishnah, that you're chayv in all four cases, just two of them is a karbon, two of them is malkos. Mar now says, Bishlama, I understand, achalti, vishlo achalti, the past tense, I ate, or I swear I didn't eat, I'm chayiv kidirava. Because Rava holds that just like shua shav, you're chayiv malkos, so to shua shek, you're chayiv malkos. The shua shav is a past tense. Shua shav, an example, is if I say that this rock is a flower, that's a shua shav. That's an example. It's lishavar. It's not what's going to be, it's what exists or what happened already. That's lishavar. So I'm chayiv a shua shav, so I'm also chayiv a shua sheker, I'm chayiv in the past. But what about ochel v'achal nami? I also understand if I say a shua, I'm not going to eat this piece of bread, v'achal, I go ahead and eat it, I'm also chayiv because it's a lav sheish b'maisa, I did a maisa of eating. So I understand why you're chayiv for that. Ela ochel.
You said that piece of bread, but you can eat any piece of bread.
However you state it, whatever you say. If I say I'm not going to eat any bread, or I'm going to not eat that particular bread, that shvur would be chal. But let's say I say, ela ochel, I take a shvur that I'm going to eat this piece of bread. Velo ochel, and end up being I never eat that bread. Amai, why am I chayv on this? Lav shein b'maisahu. And we know lav shein b'maisa ain't lokan lav. You don't get malkos for non-actions, even though there's an avera. So the Gemara concludes that has to be Kesavah Rabbi Shmuel Lav Shein B'Maisa Lokan Lav. He actually holds that Lav Shein B'Maisa, you do get Malkos. So there is a big machlokus in the Rishonim. Rashi holds that in general, Rashi writes, if you go around 10 narrow lines up, Kesavah Rabbi Shmuel, B'chola Torah Kula Lav Shein B'Maisa Lokan Lav. He is of the opinion that a Lav Shein B'Maisa does have Malkos throughout the entire Torah. Others say not. Others say this is only unique to the world of Shavua, but elsewhere, Rabbi Shmuel would agree, Lav Shein B'Maisa ain't Lokan Lav. There are a few other different shittas here, but that's the basic machlokas.
Talking is not a
Maisa. Correct. Talking is not a Maisa. Okay, the Gemara now says, Ihachi, that's the case, Kasha, the Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbi Yochanan. If we're really assuming that Rabbi Shmuel is the author of our Mishnah is a Stam Mishnah. And now we're concluding that our Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Shmuel, who holds Lav Shein B'Maisa Lokan Lav. That's going to go against a different Rabbi Yochanan. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Halacha Kestam Mishnah. We're always passing like a Stam Mishnah. So we're passing like the Mesecha Shavuos, which means, in the end of the day, Lav She'ein B'Maisa Lokan Alav. Itmar, the other statement says, Shavua She'ochel Kikar Zo Zuhayom, Vavar Yom V'lo Achla. If I say, I swear I'm going to eat this piece of bread, the day passes, the sun sets, I don't eat it. What's halacha? Rabbi Yochanan v'Reish Lakish Amr Tervayu Ein Aloka. They both agree you don't get malchus, but for different reasons. Rabbi Yochanan Amar Ein Aloka Mishum Dehavi Lav Shein B'Maisa V'Chol Lav Shein B'Maisa Ein Lokan Alav. So there's a clear statement of Rabbi Yochanan who holds that Lav Shein B'Maisa Ein Lokan Alav. So how could Rabbi Yochanan also say we hold like the Mishnah here, Stam Mishnah Masech Shavuos, which says the opposite, you will get malchus? So before I get back to the answer, let's just finish this particular brisa here, or this statement. Reish Lakish argues and says, I agree in a loke, but it's for a different reason. Hasra safek ki, hasra safek lo shma asra. Since he has the whole day, asra is only always when you give asra where there's going to be an immediate action, there's going to be an immediate result. But since you don't know what's going to happen, he's got still many hours before the day ends where he could eat this piece of bread. It's considered an open-ended hasra, and for technical reason, he's off the hook. So the Reish Lakish holds Hasra Safek Lo Shma Hasra. That's not called a Hasra. But again, we find that Rabbi Yochanan holds clearly Lav Shein B'Maisa Ein Lokan Lav against the Stam Mishnah. So the Gemara says Rabbi Yochanan Stama Achrina Ashkach. He found a different Stam Mishnah that supports the Shita that Lav Shein B'Maisa Ein Lokan Lav against this Mishnah here in Masech HaShavuos. Hey Stama, which is the Stam Mishnah? Elaim, if you're going to tell me, hi Stama, Titnan, the Mishnah that appears in Maseches Shabbos, not Maseches Shabbos, in Pesachim rather, actually Makos, I think also. Aval HaMosir B'Tahor, the person leaves over Nosar, he has a carbon to eat and just leaves it overnight. And HaShover B'Tame, a person who breaks a carbon Pesach, there's an Isser Deraisa breaking the bones of a carbon Pesach, But let's say that Karban Pesach became Tameh, and then a person broke that bone, the halacha is Ein Aloka, es Arbam. You don't get Malkos on these two examples of Nosar and breaking Karban Pesach bones of a Tameh Karban Pesach. So the Gemara wants to understand this Stam Mishnah. Bishlam, I understand, Shover B'Tamei, when you break a Tameh Karban Pesach, there's no Malkos. You don't break it. B'kosher, Vob Apostle. Both. Dafke kosher Karban Pesach has the Isser of Etzem Lo Sish B'Rubo. Below with Psul, if it's a Tameh Karban Pesach, there's no Isser, there's no Lav. So that we understand why there's no Malkos for breaking a Karban Pesach, that's Tameh. Aval Hamosir B'Tar, my time. When it comes to leaving over Karban Pesach, leaving it overnight, not eating it, why is there no Malkos? La mishum da have a lav shein b'maisa, b'chol lav shein b'maisa, ain't lokin alav. The lach is, since nosar is passive, you just sit there and wait and let the time expire, and then you get the isser nosar. So, shouldn't you get malchus for that, for leaving it overnight and violating the isser of nosar? So it must be, lav shein b'maisa, it was in non-action, you don't get malchus. So this is the Stam Mishnah that supports Rabbi Yochanan, that lav shein b'maisa, ain lokin alav, and that's consistent with the shita about the case of shuash achal kikar zohayom vavar yom ain aloke. Gemara says, whoever said that's the explanation of that mishnah, maybe the reason why you don't get malchus for nosar is for a different reason, not because it's a lav shein b'maisa. Mimai the Rabbi Yaakov, who says that Rabbi Yaakov is the author of the mishnah, the amar that he holds lav shein b'maisa ain lokin alav. Dilma Rabbi Yehudi, maybe Rabbi Yehuda authored that mishnah maseches malchus. So to tell me that nosar, the pasuk says tisufu ba'esh, if you leave it over, there's a way to fix it. You could burn it. So since it's a lav anitek lase, that you could undo the lav by burning it, that's why there's no malchus. But maybe ha lav hachi loke. But maybe had it not been for the ase of esh ba'esh tisufu, maybe you would get malchus for nosar, even though talav ashein b'maisa. We don't have a clear rai from that mishnah. There are two ways to read that mishnah. The Tanya, lo so siru mi menu ad boker, don't leave over the carbon to the next morning. If you do, hanosa mi menu, one who does ad boker beish tisrufu, you could burn it the next morning. To ba hakasav liten asay acher los asay, to give an asay to fix the lav. Lomar shein lokin alav divrei Rabbi Yehuda, meaning everyone agrees nosar doesn't result in a lav, but the question is it because it's a lav hanitek lasay that's fixed by an asay and nothing to do with the lav shema maisa? Or Rabbi Yaakov Omer, lo min hashem hozeh. Now that's not the reason why, ella mishim nehavi lav shema maisa. So the lav shema maisa ain't lokin alav. So in other words, there's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaakov why you don't get malchus. So whoever said that stam mishim maseches malchus goes like Rabbi Yaakov, maybe it goes like Rabbi Yehuda. So that cannot be the raya for the shita of Rabbi Yochanan. So let's go further now. The Gemara now says the last couple lines of the page here, Ella Hai Stama Ashkach, the following Mishnah is what he found. It says in the Mishnah later on, Masech Shavuos, Shavuos Shalo Ochal, Kikarzu, this Mishnah I'm not going to eat, Shavuos Shalo Ochlana, I'm not going to eat. This particularly says it again, the second Shavua. So then, Va'achla, he goes ahead and eats it. Eino Chayiv El Achas, Zuhi, Shviyas, Shavuos Bitui, Shechayivim Al Zedonim Makos, Val Shkaga, Karbon Olav Yorit. So we see if he says, I won't eat something, and he goes ahead and eats it, so that's a maisa, and that results in makos if it's mezid, or carbon if it's b'shogeg. So the Gemara's medayik, zuhi, the chayiv mal zedon makos. This is the example that you're chayiv makos if you said you won't eat it, and in the maisa you do eat it. Aval, ochel, velo achel, you say you're going to eat something, but you don't eat it, lo lachke, you're not going to get malchus for that. So we see that's the raya, that the lav shein b'maisa doesn't result in malchus. Only when you eat it, if the eating is the iser, where there's a maisa, does it have malchus? But when there's a non-maisa, we learn that there is no malchus. So Gemara wants to know now, and we'll just stop momentarily.
What does the second shvuah do? Sorry, I should have
said.
He makes two shvuahs, right?
Yeah.
What's the second
shvuah?
Is that?
It's just a different concept. It just, we'd have to teach it right here, but that part of the Mishnah says that a shua on top of another shua doesn't change. It's not chal.
Right.
So the Gemara now says, Michli, hai stam of hai stam. They're both stam Mishnahs. The stam Mishnah of Masech HaShavuos, in the beginning of the Masech that says, Lav Shema Maisa, Lokin Alav, you do get Malkos, Rabbi Yishmael. And the stam Mishnah later on says, Ain Lokin Alav. So, hai stam of hai stam. Mai Chazi David ki hai stam. Lavir Kiyai Stama. Why are we passing like the Stam Mishnah and Daf Chav Zayin? Let's pass like the Stam Mishnah in the beginning and Daf Beis. So the Gemara says, according to your reasoning, Rabbi Gufei Heche Sasam Lan. Hachi Hachi Vahachi Hachi. How Rabbi Yehuda Anasi, who put together Mishnayos, he put together the Masechta Shavuos, how could he himself put a contradiction where the very same Masechta, let alone the entire, perhaps the entire Shas, one Stam Mishnah says it one way, and another Stam Mishnah says somewhere else. So the Gemara says, fine. I know we're going a little deeper into this daf, but it's fine. Ella, the Gemara concludes, Meikara, Savar, Lav, Shein, Bamaisa, Lokan, Lav. Initially, when he wrote Masechta Shavuos, the first Mishnah, he paskined that Lav, Shein, Bamaisa, you do get Malchus for. And that's why the Mishnah in the Masechta Shavuos in the beginning, the first Mishnah, implies that you get Malchus on a Lav, Shein, Bamaisa. Vesasma means he hid it. He didn't give it an author. The explanation is, says the Mishnah Edios, the reason why, even though it was a Das Yachid, many times a Das Yachid, Rabbi Shmuel authored the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda wanted to present it as a Das of the Rabbim. So he didn't give an author, not that he was trying to hide who the author was, who was behind the opinion, but he wanted to present it as this was the Psak. So it's as if the Rabbim hold this way. So he was Sasma, he closed it off, he hid who the author was, and then Hadar, but afterwards he started to learn the sugya further and Savar Ein Lokla Vipaskin, you know what? Alav Shema Maisa, we don't get Malkos. And that's what happened in Daf Chav Zayin. And the Sasma, then he hid that Mishnah later on. So why don't we erase the first Mishnah and change everything around in the beginning of Masechta Shavuos? This way there's no confusion. So the klal is, Mishnah Lazaza Mimim Koma. Even though there's a mistake, once it was part of the Mishnah, we never wanted to change it. And the basic reason is because they had memorized all the Mishnayos. So I guess what happened was, Yehuda Nasi created a Mishnah. He taught everyone the Mishnah, everyone studied it, learned it by heart. And then if he changed it, to have them go back and change the memory is a very challenging thing. So he left the memory as was, and he hoped people would understand the Svara and figure out that the Stira, he changed his mind, he passed in this way, and therefore he left the Mishnah as is in the beginning of the Masechta. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a wonderful...